Welcome to Jonathan on Money, the personal finance podcast that brings you the latest insights and strategies to help you achieve your financial goals. I'm your host, Jonathan I. Shankman. On this podcast, we'll cover everything from investing, financial planning, retirement, and behavioral finance. I'll share advice and practical tips to help you make the most of your money. So whether you're just starting out or looking to take your finances to the next level, Jonathan on Money is here to help. Let's dive into this week's show. Welcome to this week's episode of Jonathan on Money. This is episode number 52, and I have a very special episode for you today for two reasons. First, it's worth noting that I've been running this podcast for 52 weeks straight. That's a full year for those who are not in the know, which is a pretty cool personal goal. It's great to see how this podcast has grown, and it's exciting for me to engage with listeners all over the world. Consistency is the key to success in every aspect of life, and I'm happy I have been consistent with this podcast, which has been unbelievably rewarding for myself. And second, but far more important, this episode is dropping on April 17th, which is my birthday, my 39th birthday to be exact. So I have decided to share 39 personal finance lessons I have learned over my career. That'll be the sole focus of the show this week. Just short pieces of advice that hopefully folks can apply to their own lives. Just a quick few reminders before I jump into it. One, a great birthday present for me is if you can rate and subscribe to this podcast, it will help other personal finance enthusiasts find the show. Two, I share daily financial planning videos on YouTube. The name of my YouTube channel is Jonathan on Money, so be sure to subscribe so you can view that content. They're only about 2 to 3 minutes long and are generally on something quite timely. So be sure to check that out. That's Jonathan on Money on YouTube. And three, if you want to be notified of all my recent articles, webinars, and all the work I put out, you can subscribe to my free monthly newsletter at parkbridgewealth.com/newsletters. Parkbridgewealth.com/newsletter. We're currently at 8,500 subscribers and growing, so feel free to sign up and invite friends as well. Okay, so I mentioned April 17th is my birthday. I've been fortunate to spend 39 years on this earth with approximately 17 of those years working as a financial advisor. In that time, I've met with thousands of people regarding their personal finances. Over the course of interacting with so many families about money, I've picked up many helpful insights. So in honor of my 39 years, I decided to compile a list of 39 personal finance lessons. Many of these thoughts have been helpful perspectives for myself and my clients. They're really timeless principles that should be as relevant as they are today, as they are in decades in the future. And in sharing this, I'm really hoping that you'll find at least a few nuggets of wisdom to apply to your own financial lives. Okay, here we go. One, college is an investment, not a time to find yourself. Failure to recognize this truth may put you or your kids in an insurmountable level of debt. The truth is, college is not necessary for many high school graduates. It's an expensive place to hang out for 4 years while you try to figure out what you want to do with your life. However, if you do decide to go to university, make sure to attend an institution that you can afford and earn a degree that will allow you to pay off any debt and maintain a lifestyle you want. If you won't be on better financial footing after university, then it may be financially prudent to forego the college experience. Two, your income is your greatest asset. Choose your career wisely. You should find a career that is practical, plays to your natural abilities, and is something you find bearable. Contrary to the advice of many billionaires and commencement speakers, pursuing your passion is generally not practical advice. Your passions are best pursued as hobbies and not as a means of supporting your family. You don't need to love your job, you just need to not hate it. This doesn't seem glamorous, but being realistic about what you can stomach doing every day for four decades that will also allow you to the ability to afford and live a comfortable lifestyle is a sensible approach. Three, you will not get rich quickly. We've all heard stories of some young kids who made a lot of money early in their careers or people who won the lottery. These stories are few and far between because they are not the norm. This is what makes them so memorable. For most people, financial success takes decades of hard work, saving, and investing. It's a grind and not glamorous. Many of the wealthy people we read about or see on TV spend decades toiling at their craft before they achieved monetary success. If you want to reach a high level of wealth, you also need to put in the time and effort. There are no shortcuts. Four, get your big spending decisions correct. Student loans, purchasing a home, buying or leasing an automobile, taking out credit card debt are all big decisions. Credit card debt should be avoided completely, but that's another point. buying an occasional latte, or splurging an extra $2 for guacamole on your sandwich are not big deals. If you get your big spending decisions correct, you will likely not overextend yourself. The little things are far less impactful. 5. Your home will achieve poor returns relative to stocks, but it is still a good investment for many families. My thoughts on home ownership have evolved over time. Much data supports the fact that one's house is a low returning investment. After factoring in associated expenses, in fact, it will likely barely outpace inflation. However, a home is a form of forced savings. Few homeowners will risk losing their house by becoming delinquent on their mortgage. If you live in a home for several decades and the value appreciates a little bit every year, you will likely be left with a significant asset to sell, which will help fund your retirement. For most people, the annualized returns relative to the market are irrelevant. 6. Renting is a wonderful option. There are many cute phrases that dismiss renting as a form of housing. These include renting is throwing away money, or why would you pay your landlord's mortgage instead of your own? They're easy to remember and are meant to underscore the merits of buying over renting. The reality is renting is a sensible solution for many. It allows you to outsource the financial burden and headaches of home ownership to a landlord. Sure, there may be downsides, but these benefits, along with optionality to move at any time, make renting a prudent solution for many. 7. Cash is king. The foundation of any prudent financial plan is to have at least 3 to 6 months worth of expense money sitting in cash. If you lose your job or experience a significant decrease in income, adequate cash reserves should allow you to sail through challenging times relatively unscathed. 8. Debt is bad. Many advisors will point out that borrowing may have positives and negatives. They're right. In the right circumstances, leverage can be quite helpful. However, the people who are in the best shape financially are generally those who are not indebted to anybody. Strive to eliminate all your debt. 9. Pay yourself first. Before helping family, friends, or spending on discretionary items, be sure to set aside money for your own future. You're not taking care of yourself, you may need to depend on the generosity of others, and that is a very precarious situation to be in. 10. Your time horizon is the cornerstone of investing. One's time horizon dictates how much risk can prudently be taken within your portfolio. It is also the main determinant of developing an appropriate asset allocation. Investing without having a clear understanding of when you need to use the funds is imprudent. 11. Your emotions and behavior are one of the biggest risks to your portfolio. War, inflation, and a recession are all risks to one's portfolio. However, the risk that trumps them all is your own behavior. Investors tend to make drastic decisions when they're feeling scared, greedy, or impatient. These impulsive moves rarely, if ever, work out. When it comes to emotions, the best approach is to keep them in check. This can be done by automating as much of your investment process as possible. As Warren Buffett once said, once you have ordinary intelligence, what you need is the temperament to control the urges that get other people into trouble investing. 12. Automate your investing with dollar cost averaging. Dollar cost averaging is the process of routinely adding money to investments at regular intervals. Every human is emotionally charged. Some people get emotional about politics, others about certain industries or companies' business practices. Emotional decisions have no place in the world of successful investing. Automate your investing by adding money to your portfolio at regular intervals. It is a seamless way to build wealth over time. 13, diversification is the only free lunch in investing. There is a tendency for investors to find and pile into the hot investment du jour. This is great while things are going well, but all companies, sectors, industries, and countries go through cycles. When things go south, having an overly concentrated position in any area of the market can be devastating. The best way to protect your portfolio from this risk of over-concentration in one market segment is to have a policy of diversifying across many asset classes. 14. Conservative bonds have a place in everyone's portfolio. Most investors have a lower risk tolerance than they believe. Therefore, high-quality fixed income serves as a crucial purpose in all investors' portfolios. They provide the psychological benefit of minimizing volatility during turbulent markets. They serve as a cushion that allows investors to withdraw funds from assets that didn't plummet in value during a market correction. And lastly, they are rebalancing opportunities when stocks fall in the price and the high-rated bonds appreciate. 15. High returns mean taking a high level of risk. Investors tend to search for the silver bullet of high returns with no risk. This panacea does not exist. In order to achieve high expected returns, you need to take a higher level of risk. The nature of the risk may come in many forms, including leverage, volatility, illiquidity, or poor credit. Go into every investment with your eyes wide open. 16. If something seems too good to be true, it is. There's no shortage of charlatans in the investment community trying to take your money. They usually do this with superior sales skills and promises they will not be able to keep. If something seems too good to be true, then trust your gut and avoid it. 17. Boring over exciting is usually the right approach. Investors often confuse an exciting idea with a good investment opportunity. Excitement may be generated from the latest fad or an exclusive strategy that promises to trounce the performance of the S&P 500. These quote-unquote opportunities are being sold on hype and not on their fundamentals. If you want to avoid being lured into one of these situations, then pursue an approach of sticking with plain vanilla, boring investments. 18, you won't be successful day trading. Day trading is gambling. Few people possess the prophetic abilities necessary to determine where the market will trade in the short term. You are not one of those people. Wall Street strategists, hedge fund managers, financial advisors, and retail investors are all equally clueless. Any strategy that depends on speculating on short-term market moves is a good way to lose money. 19, more money will not make you happy. I work with many very wealthy families. One thing I've learned is that what was famously said by the notorious BIG, which is, "more money, more problems." If you were unhappy before you had money, then accumulating more wealth will not make you a happier or more content person. In fact, it will likely lead to a whole new set of issues. Money can only paper over what's broken inside. It can't fix it. 20, mixing politics in your portfolio is a recipe for disaster. We are in a presidential election year, which means tensions are running high. Even the utterance of a particular candidate's name is enough to enrage folks who are politically charged. I personally witnessed friends and acquaintances make rash decisions based on the outcome of presidential elections. Politics may be fun to chat about with friends or coworkers or on social media. However, it has no place in your portfolio. The markets don't care who's in the Oval Office. Failure to embrace this reality will cost you a lot of money. 21, if you make money, you will need to pay taxes. There are many legal ways to minimize one's tax bill. This includes contributing to retirement accounts, using tax-efficient investments, using losses to offset gains, and others. Despite many creative strategies to lower one's tax bill, you will never be able to avoid them completely. There's no way around the fact that if you make money, you will also need to pay Uncle Sam his share. Don't lose sleep over this. It's a fact of life. 22. Don't let the tax tail wag the investment dog. Refusing to act until you're in an optimal tax situation is a mistake. Some sophisticated investors often stall on making decisions because of the tax ramifications. There's no question that taxes are an integral part of any financial plan. However, investors should not become paralyzed because they need to pay taxes. As I tell these clients, don't let the tax tail wag the investment dog. This is an example of focusing on the minutiae instead of the big picture. 23, simplicity is better than complexity. There's a tendency for investors to make their lives more complicated. This includes having funds scattered at various institutions in search of the best opportunities. A better approach is to keep your investments streamlined. You can do this by keeping your money consolidated in only a few financial institutions, invested in plain vanilla investments, and not chasing after the latest hot investment opportunity. Keeping your finances simple will allow you to be organized and avoid major mistakes. As Leonardo da Vinci said, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. 24, process is more important than product. It is highly unlikely that any single product will change the trajectory of your financial life. Instead, it's far more productive to focus on your process for building wealth. This includes spending less than you make, investing those savings in stocks and bonds, and sticking with a strategy over the long term. 25, a high savings rate is more important than trying to achieve high returns. Future returns are impossible to predict. Investors can exert far more control over their financial lives by how they choose to allocate their cash flow. Deciding to maintain a high savings rate is one of the best tools any investor can make to secure their financial future. More savings means more funds to funds for short-term expenses, more money invested for the future, and more cash on hand in case of an unexpected expense. 26, lifestyle decisions are more important than investment returns. Many of the best financial decisions are actually lifestyle decisions. Who you decide to marry, the career you choose, and where you decide to live are all far more impactful to your nest egg than having outsized returns. 27. There are no guarantees. No investment or financial product is a sure thing. Even insurance solutions which claim to offer guarantees are only as good as the financial stability of the insurance company and the financial and their financial assumptions. It's far better to think in terms of probability. If you focus on how likely something is to work out, you can balance your various investments and help manage risk more accurately. 28, ignore market pundits. There are massive businesses dedicated to selling fear, greed, and predicting short-term moves in the market. These are called financial news networks. No market prognosticator, no matter how smart they are, should cause you to overhaul their investment strategy. Remember, things are never as bad as the talking heads on TV or social media are claiming. Furthermore, whenever you hear a prediction, keep in mind the wise words from Yogi Berra, who said, it is difficult to make predictions, especially about the future. 29, don't take investment advice from friends. Some of the worst financial mistakes people make are based on advice from friends. It's far better to hire an experienced investment professional that will allow you to navigate the investment landscape, avoid social pressures, and help you minimize the many potential financial pitfalls that others make. 30, don't try to keep up with the Joneses. This mindset will put you on the hedonistic treadmill of always wanting more. You will spend yourself into oblivion and never actually be content. Run your own race and don't get caught up with what others are doing. 31, there's no perfect portfolio. There's an infinite amount of literature on portfolio construction. Two investors with the same risk profile, goals, and time horizon may have different portfolios suggested to them by various investment firms. All those portfolios may be reasonable. In fact, the more one reads, learns, and researches, the more one concludes that there's no one correct way to invest. As long as you embrace timeless investing principles like diversification and using plain vanilla investments, you should be fine. 32, you will not be able to accurately time the market. Some investors are hesitant to implement the strategy due to finding an optimal time to invest in the market. However, it's human nature to want to have the best deal. However, waiting for the stock to trade at some arbitrary price often leaves the investor waiting indefinitely. If you have a prudent strategy, then hoping for the market to trade at certain levels is ill-advised. Moving forward immediately with your strategy is generally the right decision. When in doubt, keep in mind that the optimal time to invest is today. 33, don't put off saving until attaining an ideal career or life situation. Time in the market is one of the most important factors in building wealth. Sometimes young people tell me that they're going to hold off on saving for retirement until they are in a better life situation or they have more money. This could be the wrong mindset. When you are young with fewer responsibilities and financial commitments, there's generally the best time to save, even if it's a modest amount. Furthermore, starting to save early in your career allows those dollars to benefit from decades of compound interest. 34, if you don't take risk, you won't grow. This is true regarding your portfolio, business, and life in general. Investors need to gain exposure to risk assets like stocks to outpace inflation. If you want to make more money and become the thought leader in your field, you need to take career risks as well. Taking calculated risk makes life much richer. 35, bad things happen. Plan for this inevitability. No one is immune to unexpected death, disability, automobile accidents, theft, fires, and long-term care needs. Get the proper risk management in place, usually through insurance, to protect your family for when these circumstances arise in your life. Also, make sure you have an estate plan in place. This type of planning will help your family through a tough situation by making it much more manageable. 36, once you win the game, stop playing. The stock market can be an addicting place, especially if you accumulated a substantial level of wealth over your investing career. It's important to understand that the main purpose of investing is for what is to be able to achieve your financial goals. Once the investor reaches that magic number, there is no reason to continue to put that money at risk. Granted, there may be multi-generational goals that are for decades in the future, then that capital should be invested accordingly. However, the monies that you have already accumulated to fund an investor's lifestyle could be moved out of stocks so investors can avoid stressing over market gyrations. 37, live your bucket list today. People shouldn't wait until retirement to check things off their bucket list. No one knows when they'll die or become too sick to do certain things. Don't save activities for retirement, rather do them while you can. Additionally, if you do have some items you like to tackle in retirement, put a date on when you'd like to accomplish these activities. Goals with no timeline make it easier to procrastinate. 38, Retirement is an outdated concept. The concept of no longer working by your mid-60s is archaic. Few people have enough hobbies to keep them engaged every day, all day, for a few decades in retirement. This lack of structure, social engagement, and intellectual stimulation leads people to mentally and physically deteriorate or obsess and worry about silly things. The truth is, work is healthy. If you don't need to work for the money, it's worth finding some type of work to keep you mentally and physically healthy. 39. Work out and eat well. This may not seem like a personal finance lesson, but it is. Similar to saving and investing for your financial future, you should also eat well and work out for your physical future. Granted, there are many diseases that don't discriminate between healthy and unhealthy people. However, there are plenty of self-imposed illnesses that directly correspond to your choices around food and exercise. These bad health decisions can compound and lead to very expensive health costs down the road. Furthermore, bad choices around health today may rob you of your ability to enjoy your golden years most effectively. It's crucial to make the right choices regarding your financial and physical well-being today. So one closing thought, as people age, they tend to get wiser, and I like to think that of myself as a bit wiser than last year. The key as you get older is taking new ideas and implementing them into your own life to become a better version of yourself. Making small incremental changes with your finances can allow folks to be more intentional with their money, time, and how they live their life. Hopefully, some of these money lessons will help you on your own financial journey, and I can't wait to see what insights I will learn and implement in my own life over the next 39 years. Hopefully, you were able to take away a nugget or two to apply to your own life. And again, since it is my birthday, if you can take a minute to rate and subscribe to this podcast on Apple or Spotify, it will help other personal finance enthusiasts find the show as well. And I will be very appreciative. And with that, it's a wrap for this week's show. Any comments or questions, feel free to reach out directly to me via email. I love hearing from my listeners. And finally, the secret to financial success is no secret at all. It's to spend less than you make, invest the difference prudently, and ignore all the noise. See you next time on Jonathan on Money. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. I hope you were able to take away a nugget or two to apply to your own life. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so you can be alerted whenever new episodes drop. If you'd like to submit a question that may be answered in a future show, please email me at jonathan@parkbridgewealth.com. Be sure to check out all Jonathan on Money content, including all of my articles, webinars, and videos by following me at Jonathan on Money on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Finally, if you like what you heard today, please rate the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This helps ensure that other personal finance enthusiasts can find the show as well. Thank you, and catch you on the next episode of Jonathan on Money.